Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey, Journey Church. Welcome to Journey Now, our daily podcast of stories, encouragement, and prayer. I'm Grant, and I'm part of the Journey team. Before we begin today, can I ask you a favor? Over the past 2 months, the Journey Now podcast has grown. We're so excited for this opportunity to share the love story of Jesus with more and more people. So, if you like what you hear, would you help us by subscribing on Apple's podcast app and writing a review? Maybe even share some messages with some of your friends, too. Every referral makes a difference, so thanks. Now on to today's Journey Now. Since Easter, the Journey team has been studying Jesus' original followers in the first century, and we've been exploring the relationship between our identity, our life purpose, and our mission as we prepare to live out a new post-COVID chapter of our lives. Today, I want to share a small observation from Acts, the story of Jesus' first followers written down by Luke, the physician. Between Acts and Luke's account of Jesus' life, he wrote more of what we now call the New Testament than anyone. Well, Paul wrote more books, but Luke's two contributions add up to the most words. So, it's worth a moment to think about how Luke's perspective, his identity, affects his narrative. Have you noticed that the first part of Acts is just saturated with healing? I mean, it's everywhere. Blind people seeing, dead brought back to life, the sick brought out to Peter lying on cots and mats. Now, I'm not saying that all these things didn't happen just as Luke reported. I believe they did. But is it a coincidence that a doctor living through those times looks around and sees healing everywhere, and that this physical healing becomes his dominant metaphor for the healing of our hearts and our relationship with God? It makes me wonder what Matthew's account of the same events might have been. His report of Jesus' life pays attention to Jewish bloodlines and prophecy. He's obsessed with showing how Jesus fulfilled Old Testament promises. So, would Matthew's Acts dig deeper into the post-resurrection Jewish world? How those people adapted their beliefs to what they witnessed Jesus, Peter, John, and the other leaders doing? Or maybe Matthew, the old tax collector, would have told even more stories of radical generosity. Jesus is who he is, but I can't help noticing that we all experience him through our own identity, just like Luke did. Some details get amplified, and others become troubling or hard to understand. For me, life has always been a story to be explored and told. Early in my career, I expressed that as a magazine writer and as a national public radio commentator. Later on, when I sold a business and ended up as a leader at the acquiring company, I saw our whole business, our strategic business plan, our financials, our operations, as stories. Some were well told, others needed editing and rearranging, so I asked questions, listened, and took out my red pencil. That's why, when I read Luke's book about the early Christians, I can't help but be overwhelmed by the story structure. In the early parts of Acts, nearly everything that happens is a flashback to something he wrote about in his gospel book. Here's one example. Compare the woman who touches Jesus' cloak and is healed in Luke 8 with those folks reaching out to be healed by Peter's shadow in Acts 5. If this were a movie, this would be the moment when the picture would go swimmy and flash back to an earlier scene. Luke the auteur is winking at us. Remember when Jesus said we would do greater things than he did? This is it. I foreshadowed it for you in the first episode. As a writer, the elegance and cohesiveness of God's story over hundreds of years and across so many human authors reinforces my faith powerfully. I'm astonished at the beauty and poetry of it. But that's me. So now let's bring this home to you. Can I ask a question? Who are you in Christ? And how does that affect how you experience Jesus? What details become obvious, powerful, emotional for you as a healthcare worker, as a musician, as a mom or dad, as a builder or an accountant or a scientist? And how does your identity shape what you struggle with in Jesus' love story? How can your own unique perspective help the rest of us as we journey together? As we try to be the church just like the Acts followers did? I'm so grateful that God's story was written down by Luke the doctor, John the zealot, Matthew the tax collector, Paul the one-time Pharisee, and so many others. The reality of Jesus is bigger than any one of us can understand or appreciate from our limited viewpoint. It's only when we gather and listen to each other and love one another do we begin to see how all our stories fit together into the magnificent epic saga of God's love. Well, that's Journey Now for today. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me. I hope you'll come back tomorrow and join us for another day of Journey Now.
If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.